Alright, so we're here today taking the pulse of Janelle Westrom.
Westrom.
Well, let's start that
start
over.
Start that over. I knew I should ask that.
That's the first time we used to ask! That's the first time we used
to
ask
something! I know!
I'm the one who messed up names!
This is our
67th episode? 67th episode?
Dang it!
Man!
The streak's over.
Man, I'm happy.
I just made this whole day.
We can end this podcast now.
Alright, so we're here today with Janelle Westrom, owner of Davenport Guns here in Davenport. And Janelle, thanks for spending some time with us today. We got to know Janelle a little bit because we were in a bind last year.
In a bind.
Yeah, and we were looking for a popcorn warehouse, and Janelle was gracious enough to let us use their space. So we got to know Janelle a little bit through that, but we're looking to know you a little bit better and find out your background. Can you tell us a little bit how Davenport Guns came to be and kind of where you're from and some of that background information?
Well, Davenport Guns was actually not meant to be, believe it or not. I was working down in Georgia. I'm a competitive shooter, and I've been shooting for longer than I want to admit because I don't want to age myself. But I've been in the industry pretty much my entire life. When I was a little girl, Dad used to take me to the gun shows. Basically, it turns out because he's lazy and he didn't want to have to carry stuff back.
I needed somebody to carry stuff.
And he found out that when he took his 15-year-old daughter to the gun shows, that guys would help carry stuff. So, yeah, sexism lives. I'm good with it.
So, you're better sure you were down in Georgia, you
I was say. Down in Georgia, yeah. I was married to somebody who shot for the Army Marksmanship Unit. And I was a competitive shooter. So he shot rifle, I shot pistol. I started shooting rifle, and I still do. Mm-hmm. I shoot a little bit of pistol, but not competitively like I used to.
Sure.
So I was working down there. I was actually in human resources, of all things.
Yeah.
But shooting for the Georgia State Shooting Association. Not the school, but the state association. Working in human resources. My company got bought out by another company. Everybody in HR lost their job. So the day before my last day of work, Dad called and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about buying this shop. If I do, will you come up and run it?
Right.
You got 4 hours to decide." So I'm in the middle of, you know, trying to make sure that all my employees were taken care of after
right.
I left because,
right.
you know, they become friends.
Yep.
So I wanted to take care of them before I left, and then I had to figure out what I was going to do. So I made a couple quick phone calls, talked to some friends, asked for some advice. And it basically boiled down to my parents aren't getting any younger.
Sure.
Eventually, I'm going to move back home anyway to take care of them. Might as well do it while I had a job opportunity. So over the course of a couple months, I was working on paperwork, doing this, doing that. Mm-hmm. For a myriad of reasons, we ended up not buying that company. But I had already filled out the federal paperwork to have my own FFL. I had my sales tax number. So
right.
we decided to go another venue and open a different gun shop.
Sure.
But over in the Illinois or the Iowa side instead of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
just because there was already a gun shop in Illinois with
sure.
with an indoor range. And really, I believe that without the range, there's not a point in opening another gun shop.
Right.
So,
yeah.
so
there's not really a market for just the gun shop. It's more than
there is, but what's going to differentiate me from everybody else is having
right.
this indoor
yeah.
pistol range available.
Yep. Yep.
So we looked and looked and looked, found a building. It was a great building. It's still available for sale, by the way.
Oh, yeah, this
no, it wasn't this building. It was the pub building or Highway 61.
It's right next to our office.
Yeah.
It is literally right next door to our office. The pub.
The pub.
Oh.
You know the one that's been sitting vacant
yeah.
for over a year, probably.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's been sitting vacant for
several years.
Well, yeah, because you said that you went there after your first day
mm-hmm.
on the job.
And that
when
was
I started,
8 ago.
Months later, which
right.
I'm in my third year, they didn't, that wasn't open
so
at all.
Several
yeah.
years it's been closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they, literally the night before closing, my lawyer called and said, "Don't buy the building. There's a special warranty deed attached to that property that basically says the guy that sold the building 23 years ago has the first right of refusal if they go to sell the building.
Right.
And he can claim, he can say what can or can't go into the building. So if it stayed a restaurant with a liquor license, he was fine. He didn't need to be contacted.
Right.
But because it was a gun shop and a range, they had to be they had to tell him.
Right.
So, but we had to find who the guy was because it was 23 years ago, and that building's been sold about 18 times.
Oh.
So we had to send a certified letter to who owned it, find out who they bought it from, to send a certified
and
to continue going back. Well, the warranty deed was good for 21 years.
Yeah.
And then it expires. So we found out who it was. He says, no, I don't want a gun shop there. He lived in California. Because the seller's lawyer is apparently the most honest lawyer on the planet. So instead of saying, this is a gal who wants to open a retail sporting goods shop.
Right.
He said a gun shop in a pistol range. And the guy says, no, I want to keep it a family-oriented environment.
Like the pub?
Or the strip club across the street.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
So.
Well, you know, though, there is a mattress with a fitted sheet behind the shed in the back. You could have got that.
You really
got that
out.
Included with the sale.
I don't want to know how you knew that.
That's, you can see it from our gym.
It's just outside our room.
You can't see it from our gym. We've never seen it be used. We just know it's back.
Well, we decided to play pickle as a way to look at it. You know, we contacted the guy and said, listen, your warranty deed is up in October. This is August. Mm-hmm. Or April. I said, you know, we can buy the building. It won't be open until your warranty deed is gone.
Yep.
So we were really hoping he didn't figure out that all he would have to do is write a letter to the court and say, I want to continue my special warranty deed.
But he did.
He hired two lawyers in Iowa, so we kind of figured he was going to figure that out. So we didn't buy the building. And then I spent months. I would just drive around town and look and find something. And I found this building that we're in, and it was, I called the real estate agent, and it was almost $2 million. And I said, thanks. Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Yeah.
So then,
a pub for $2 million.
So then a year later, about a year later, I called the same real estate agent.
Yeah.
Didn't recognize the name. I called the same real estate agent for another building over in Elmore.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too small. So he says, what are you looking for? What do you want to do? I told him. He says, well, let me send you some properties that are available. So we went and looked at one property way on the west end of Davenport. And I said, I really need something more central. So he says, you know, I got a great building for you. And he told me where it was. And I said, nope, it's already out of my price range. I already know. And he said, it's been repossessed. And I said, oh, well, now we can talk. So the $1.9 million is not what we paid.
So what was in this building before?
I have heard it was a print shop or a dry cleaners.
Okay.
It was Yates Electrical.
Okay.
And then Yates Electrical built the back end of the building, which is the warehouse.
Warehouse, and there's an office on the back.
And the offices, while we remodeled the front. So it was a small showroom, two offices on one side, a bunch of offices on the other side. So I'm kind of, my dad actually owns the building.
Sure.
So I rent from him.
Right.
So he really wanted those extra offices left because, you know, you got to have office space. And I kept saying, but that's showroom space.
Yeah.
Offices don't make you money. The showroom does.
Right.
So while he was out of the country, I kind of told the facilities manager, just rip out those walls.
So
I have more showroom space. And it was hilarious because when he came in and looked at it, he's like, holy crap, that's a lot more room.
Right.
I didn't realize how much bigger that made the store. Yeah. And it really makes the store big.
Well, I remember the first time I walked in here, because it was Will Incident from the Legion that had told us, he's friends with your father, and he told us that you guys had just purchased this building and there may be space here. Well, I called your dad, and I said, set up a time to come on over. Well, I didn't know where to come in at. So I came in this front door right here, And it was, there were wires hanging out. It was like bare concrete, busted up.
It looked like a war zone.
It did. It did. And I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work.
There was a bar that goes up against the wall.
No, but I will tell you, it was intimidating going into your dad's office and then yours, because you guys just have rifles lined up against the wall. And I'm like, oh, if this goes sour, I have no idea how I'm going
to
get out of here.
Now, the good news is that we are probably the easiest people to get along with that I know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. No, it's you guys really helped us out last year.
Well, I'm glad.
It was great. Your staff's awesome.
I don't appreciate the 3 pounds worth of weight I gained from the popcorn.
That happened. That's a byproduct of what we do. Yeah.
Well, in figuring out that one of the pallets of popcorn, and I think it was the caramel pecan cashew popcorn, just one pallet of popcorn, if you ate all those calories, was 228 pounds of body fat. I did the math one day.
That's less than me.
That's a whole other body.
Yeah.
So let's talk about location. Where you guys are at here, some of the people that are volunteers that helped out popcorn know for sure, but some of our other volunteers don't know. And then let's talk about the building, what's inside and what's in store if they come through your doors.
Yeah.
So where are you guys located?
Okay, we're at 3701 Mississippi Avenue.
Okay.
So we share a parking lot with the Habitat for Humanity.
The Restore.
The Restore. And we're kind of northeast of Doll Ford, their back corner.
And you're north of Osaka Buffet.
Yeah, north of Osaka Buffet.
Which is great because there's no, stray animals in your neighborhood.
That's awful.
It's great. It's great real estate.
Great real estate. But when they walk through your doors right now, and the description that I gave earlier, it is 180 degrees different. I mean, it's awesome. You walk through the door and it is a storefront. It's beautiful, really bright. You got everything set out really, really nice. It's a retail store. It looks really, really good.
Well, and we have, I fully admit I am not an interior decorator. So when the general contractor said, you got to pick out floor, I said, Mom. You know, because I was honestly thinking Walmart. You know, you walk into a Walmart and they've got the little square foot, like vinyl tile.
Right.
It's really what I thought. That's not what I got. And then when Mike says, hey, you have to pick a color for the walls, I said, okay, white. He said, nope. And I said, Mom.
Well, you guys have done a really good job.
Thanks.
And I never saw it beforehand. I always ended up in the warehouse. Everybody else got tours over here. And then we were over here a couple weeks ago, and Ian's like, yeah, remember when this was like? I'm like, I never got over this far. So
I have pictures I'll show you. Oh. It was horrible.
But it does look really nice.
Yeah, and we're currently sitting in a classroom that you guys have here for classes and instruction that you guys will put on classes and things like that. I know when we first started talking, your dad and you and myself, we were talking about potentially merit badge a clinic and things like that for rifle shooting and in different...
And bows. You do merit badges.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of opportunity here, especially for our scout crowd, but also for the general public as well. Mm-hmm. When the range opens, what is your going to be your registration fee? What's that look like for?
Okay, there's a couple different ways you can go.
Okay,
if somebody wants to become a member of the Davenport Shooting Club, it's $100 annual membership, and then if you have somebody that lives under your household, you're like a wife or spouse or child, it's $25 for them.
Okay.
And then when you come in and use the range, it's a $5 fee.
Sure.
Each time.
Per hour.
Okay.
And then if you don't want to join the club, if you're somebody that just wants to come out and say you have a concealed carry gun and you just want to make sure everything's working with it, and you just come once or twice or three times a year, it's not worth the $100 membership.
Sure.
So that's $15 an hour.
Okay.
And then if you have a second person on shooting on your firing point with you, it's an additional $7.50 for that second person.
Okay. Oh, this is great because I know there's a lot of people. Well, just in our office, I know we have some people that own guns, like to shoot guns. So this would be great because it's right close to where we are.
I don't want to admit that we were testing and evaluating the range for noise last week.
So you got to try it out a little
bit. I did.
And how's it work?
I outshot my dad.
So you said your dad had called you. What does your dad do? What's his background?
Well, he's prior. Well, okay. My grandfather was a gunsmith, and he was a phenomenal gunsmith. Mm-hmm. And then, so dad grew up with guns. Mm-hmm. Then my dad, not knowing what he was going to do after he graduated high school, decided to go into the ROTC program, yeah. And like a week before school started, went to Iowa State. Because he didn't have anything else going on. Well, he in turn ended up shooting for the Army Marksmanship Unit. So he was a pistol shooter for them. Cool. And then he rose through the ranks, ended up retiring as a lieutenant colonel in the reserves. But he shot with the Army Reserve Rifle Team and their combat team and I think their pistol team. And, you know, you pretty much hand him anything that goes boom, he shoots it. Kind of where I get it from. Yeah.
That's where those cannons come at on the showroom,
the cannons
right?
are just fun.
Yeah.
You have, what, three cannons sitting
out there. There's three cannons sitting out there. One's actually my dad's. And it is for sale, but it's not for sale.
Not advertising.
Not advertising that it's for sale, but it's a quarter scale Parrot gun is what it is.
Huh.
And there's a couple races in the Quad Cities that he actually starts the race by pulling, cool. by lighting the cannon.
Which race?
Because he does a lot of races, right?
I'm not sure because they always happen when I'm out of town.
it's usually just like a
There's a Liberty race. He's done it for.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of military races.
Sure.
There's a Freedom Run in August.
Yeah, the Freedom Run is the one I think he did. And then, we shoot it for the 4th of July. We shoot it down the Rock River.
Cool. That's cool. There's also a Gatling gun.
Yeah. And I've never seen one, ever. That was the first time I'd ever seen one. Well,
I don't know if I have or not. But that's the first one I've at least seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, thing is beautiful. We actually had to take the crank off of it because so many people were wanting to do it. And what scared us is because it's aimed right at the cash register. if somebody were, you know, hey, let's see how this works. You know, we'd rather not try that.
Yeah, don't give them that advantage.
Yeah, well, and they just keep touching the brass.
That gets messed up easily.
Well, when they assembled it, it took Marion and I about 2 hours to polish all the brass and get all the fingerprints off of it. I need to buy white gloves for everybody.
Just hand that to them when they come in.
Well, so what are some other things that you can get here in the store?
Yeah.
Like, what are the more like popular items?
We sell a bunch of handguns.
Okay.
Hunting is just around the corner, mm-hmm. so to speak. So starting in August, rifle sales will start be popular. We have primers, powders, bullets for reloaders. Lots of accessories. We have purses that women can use if they're concealed carrying.
Yep.
Pretty much if you need it in a gun shop, we have it.
Cool.
If we don't have it, we can get it.
Yeah. Explain to me a little bit about the concealed carry, because I know this concealed means that it would be somewhat hidden. Is that right? Because I've seen people just right there on their hip.
Well, that's because Iowa you can carry.
Okay, so it's just not... Illinois is concealed.
Iowa has open carry.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then you can conceal carry. Personally, I don't like open carry.
Yeah.
The reason being, you know, especially if you're a female, if somebody's like Ian's size... but a thug-ish type person. Well, you know, because I think of a thug as a person that acts in a thuggish, brutish, obnoxious behavior,
right.
not a color thing.
Right.
So if somebody's just, you know, not a nice person, and they sit there and they look at this 5'2" blonde with this pistol on her hip, and he says, well, that's kind of a nice gun. I think I'm going to take it from her.
Yeah.
You know, so...
It's an opportunity.
Whereas if you don't know what's there... They don't know that it's an opportunity.
Right.
So, are you going to go after somebody you're just not sure about?
Right.
Or somebody that hey, look, what is she going to do?
She's wearing it right. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So, and I don't care what kind of holster you're using. You know, there's retention holsters, but, you know, you can still push the button and pull the gun out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I much prefer concealed. Because if you don't know, you don't know.
Right. That's right. Well, what is...
But you can take concealed carry classes here.
Right. We offer concealed carry classes for Illinois or for Iowa for $30 right now. When the range opens up, we'll be able to start doing Illinois concealed carry classes. And that's a 16-hour class. Mm-hmm. 8 hours is the NRA basic pistol class. Mm-hmm. And I've got 6 instructors.
Nice.
And then for Illinois, we'll have 4 that can teach the Illinois classes.
And so how do you guys do that? Are you going to advertise that and say, hey, these are the dates, and if they fill up, then you guys go ahead and put the class on. If they don't fill up, then they just kind of move on to the next one.
Well, they don't have to fill up, but we need about 6 people in a class to make it worthwhile.
Yep.
So does the Illinois class has a... shooting component to it?
Right.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yep. And then the Iowa renewal will have a shooting component.
Oh,
so okay. You can shoot and prove your competency, or you can go through the class that we have. Gotcha. And we offer a 3-hour class. Now, we've made the decision here that for renewals, it's not just going to be shooting. We're just going to give a brief refresher on what the laws are. and that's more for our liability.
Yeah. Yep. So you can say that you've done this, you've covered it.
We covered this. Yep. This is in the class. It's part of the syllabus.
Right.
So he knew that when he walked in the bar and had 18 drinks that he wasn't legal to carry.
That's right.
You know, that kind of a thing.
Right. All right. Well, so going forward, what are some of the things you guys are offering? Classes, you got a retail store here. The range will be open at some point,
July.
July?
Wow. Yes.
Is that the time frame now?
Yeah.
Where
the plan is, at least they... I keep pushing for both sides, but one side will be open July 4th.
That's cool. That's coming up.
That's the cannon. That is coming. That's like next Saturday.
Yeah.
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 And I'm going to be out of town.
Oh. So one range is open July 4th, and then the other one will be shortly thereafter, a couple weeks after maybe.
You better not be a couple weeks after.
That's not what you were promised. Huh? Well, that's great. I didn't. The last time we were in here a couple weeks ago, you weren't quite sure. I knew you had a time frame kind of in your head, but you weren't quite sure, confident enough to say, hey, it's going to be in July. So that's awesome. That's great. So everything opens in July. You guys going to have a big open house or anything like that?
Well, here's the rub is I leave for Ohio for the Nationals, for the NRA and CMP Rifle and Pistol Nationals, and I'm taking one of the employees with me. So they're going to be a little short-staffed here and working a whole lot of hours.
Yeah.
And we actually have folks that'll come in and help so that we can take care of the manpower.
Yeah.
And then when I come back in August, it's going to be too hot to do stuff.
Yeah.
So the plan is to have an open house or the big grand opening September, October time frame when it starts getting a little bit cooler outside.
That'd be good.
You know, we can... put Ian on a grill and let him do a bunch of hot dogs and hamburgers and.
All right, grand opening, awesome. Well, I know you guys are set up well here and set up for success, and we'd love to promote it wherever we can and get the word out there. We were just talking before we turned the mic on about this Military Cost Cutters app. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because we've got a lot of volunteers. Also some professionals in the office that are veterans that would be interested in this.
Yeah, I got a phone call from a guy, and then I met with him last week. And there's an app for the iPhones, and it's Military Cost Cutters, and it's free.
Sure.
It basically lets folks know who in the area, businesses in the area, and there's over 100 of them, offer discounts to military vets.
That's cool.
So, and to prevent the stolen valor issue from coming up. Veterans actually have to prove that they were in the military. So they have to bring a copy of their DD-214, or they have to bring, you know, an ID that shows that they were
something. Yep.
So when they walk into a company like us who has, you know, military cost cutter stickers on the door, they can say, hey, I was a veteran. Can I have my 10% discount?
Right.
Here's my proof.
Right.
And they hold up their phone and there's a picture and a check mark. And yeah,
they are
so
good.
We know.
I've checked and it's all good.
Yeah.
That's great. I know there will be some people that will be interested in that. So this Saturday, You're going to have the creator, or what is it?
The guys that run it, it's really in the Quad Cities, although Governor Branstad is a huge fan of this program, okay. And he's actually pushing all the Veteran Affairs offices in the area.
Oh, cool.
To to jump on board and to mention it to everybody getting out of the military that they have this option available. That's here in the Quad Cities.
So this would be tomorrow.
Yes, because it's Friday. It's going to be Friday. So it'll be tomorrow, and 10 to 1, and it'll be right here at Davenport Guns.
Right here at Davenport Guns, yep. Okay.
All right, well, cool. Well, hopefully there's a couple people that would want to find out about that. Yeah. Maybe they'll stop up. Now, is it from 10 to 1? Does it start at 10, or can they come at 11 or 12?
And yeah, they can come at 11.
It's like an open house.
Yeah, it's like an open house. Whenever they can make it, they can make it. So they don't have to be here right at 10 o'clock.
They can come in and get that. They can see the Gatling gun.
Yeah.
And check out some other guns and other items that we have here.
That's right. No, it sounds good.
Have any popcorn left? We could sell it.
We're getting close. So what is the – is there a minimum age for the range?
The minimum age for the range is the age that the custodial parent says that this child can handle a firearm.
Sure.
So would you give a 5-year-old one?
Right.
Yeah, no.
Right. We're going to go against the best judgment here.
Yeah. So if, and I don't know if any of this is allowed by BSA standards, but if a troop wanted to come out for an evening, you have 10 to 18-year-olds, you know what I mean, and do something, they could set up a program like that with you guys.
Absolutely. We could actually, the range is actually two different sides. We have two different ventilation units so that we can shut one side down if it's a Tuesday morning and not very busy. So instead of running 12 lanes of ventilation, we could just run 6. But we can certainly schedule time for the Boy Scouts to come out and use a range, and we can shoot rifles. Up to 45 caliber. Yeah, straight wall cartridges. But, you know, to shoot 22 long rifle, you can do that. And we have some here that they could shoot even.
Well, that's in the BSA does have regulation on your age and why you can shoot different ages. But with Venturers, the regulations are a lot looser. They can shoot handguns.
It's a co-ed program that we have, and it's ages 14 to 21.
Okay.
And they would be doing some high adventure stuff or hobby based things. So venturing would be. I mean,
like we could have a shooting crew based out of Davenport Guns.
Right. So they would come and they could be competitive. You know what I mean? That's something that we could look into if we had. I know that some of the high schools are. You know, they do trap shooting.
We can do a small bore, like a small bore league.
Yeah.
And we can do clinics. I'm pretty certain that between myself and Greg and Dad, we can we can produce some phenomenal shooters
right
in the area.
Right in the heart of Davenport. So when you said you wanted it to keep it centralized, that was awesome. That's great. Because when people don't have to drive forever just to get there, I mean, this is just a hop, skip, and a jump, and they're here.
Yeah.
This is great. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of people that will take advantage of this. I could see people having... like a private party here. You know, a small little private party where they would come in and they'd have their buddies here and shoot for a little
like
while.
Like a bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pre-bachelor party.
Pre-bar bachelor party.
Yes, exactly right.
Early in the evening.
The first thing they do is come here and shoot.
They just come and look at the Gatling gun. And then they go.
But this is set up for that. I mean, for serious shooters, but also for... just to have fun.
Well, that was always the plan. You know, we wanted to have a classroom space available. So if the Boy Scouts did want to come in before they go out, you know, because when it's negative 18 degrees outside, who wants to go shoot?
Exactly. Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to shoot in the rain.
Right.
I don't want to shoot if it's too hot.
Right.
I don't. I'm lazy. I like my creature comfort. So.
Or agarol.
Well, you know, we could have made the range a lot less expensive for ourselves, you know, but it wouldn't have been nearly as pleasant to shoot. You know, we have air conditioning, so you don't have to worry about mosquitoes and bugs and gnats and whatever else.
Right.
Spiders. I hate spiders.
And I know there's a lot of, like the Ike's Club, you know, and I know the DeWitt has a shooting club or range or something, but, and it's, I gotta believe it's about the same price. I'd rather shoot indoors. In a controlled environment where it's nice and pay that kind of money just so I don't have to worry about, you know, well, first of all, it being too hot or too late or not enough sun or whatever. You can shoot whenever.
And you do have a bow range here as well.
Yes.
Yeah, above the pistol range is a bow range. And before anybody thinks that, oh, my God, they're going to be shooting bows on top of where they're shooting guns, there's actually, we spent a lot of money buying a whole lot of AR-500, which is bulletproof, basically, steel.
Sure.
So the entire bow range is covered in armor plating.
That's awesome.
So if by any chance, and I don't see how it'll happen, anybody does get around out of the range,
right,
it's going to get stuck in an inch and a half of plywood.
What would be great is like tornado sirens go off and they're like, everybody upstairs.
No, you would want to know, you would want to go into the range.
Yeah, because it's solid.
It's absolutely solid. Yeah. It's 8 inches of cinder block with cement filled and rebar. And this was not a cheap thing.
No.
Not at all.
So when you say Davenport guns, it's shooting all together. I mean, you got the archery component, which is really neat too, because that plays into some of the scouting things that we've got going in the venturing. So I can see where that is another draw.
Well, and I don't have a bow tech here, so I don't have bows. And,
sure.
And I know nothing about bows. Nothing, honestly.
But they could come in and they could rent it per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of deal. Because I know my brother-in-law, I know he deer hunts and he bow hunts, and he'd love to come in and practice in the winter, the dead of winter, you know, instead of having to go out and try to practice in the snow.
Look for your arrows.
Yeah. He can practice right here. So it's set up to be very successful. I really believe it is.
I hope so. And, my $3 million worth of debt really helps.
Well, a good thing is Habitat is right across the street, and you can go over to the ReStore and get furniture and stuff.
We actually did.
Really?
Yeah, we did that last week. I went next door. We have a waiting room, so if people are waiting to go under the range, we want them to be comfortable. So I don't know where they got these chairs from, a doctor's office or a hotel or something. But we bought 17 chairs. Marion has Marion has diligently cleaned them all. So they'll go in the waiting room. They have they're comfortable wing back chairs,
right,
so that if somebody comes in and needs a little help standing up, they've got armrests so they can push up.
That's cool. Well, we've got three questions.
Our first question: what is your favorite current TV show?
Oh, it's got to be Big Bang Theory.
We get that. Yep.
So do you find, now, and we've got to the point where we get it so often that it's hard to continue finding a new thing to talk about on the show. Do you find that the quality of the show has gone down over time?
Actually, no, I don't think it has. I don't know what they're going to do with Sheldon and Amy.
Yeah.
Did you watch the season of the finale?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
No.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't either. So, there's only so much they can do with Leonard and Penny.
Yeah. Right.
So
that's kind of run its course to a degree.
Yeah.
But I do like the new edge they put on Raj and Emily's relationship. Our problem is, I'm dark on the outside, you're dark on the inside. But the good thing about progressing the plot is that they only have character development about every 8 episodes. So it's not like things happen each week.
No.
But, and I was just finding, like, the first, like, 2 or 3 seasons, I really enjoyed. Now, it's not like The Office, where that's the only good part about the show. The show is still good.
It's still funny.
I still enjoy it each week.
I do. And my wife, actually, last night, she goes, hey, did we finish up all the DVR Big Bangs? And I say, yeah, I think we did. You know, and it's because we like to sit down and watch. That's one of the few shows that if we do have time to sit down and watch, we watch together. Because we both laugh at it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really good. It's entertaining for
people. Well, and yesterday, I ate at a Cheesecake Factory. I had lunch at a Cheesecake Factory,
and he served you? How odd.
Yeah, and I thought, how did these people, so they're college professors, they're not even professors, they're just techs at the college. How do they afford to eat a Cheesecake Factory
all the time?
Raj picks up the tab.
Yeah.
Because
his parents are wealthy.
Well, now, I'm excited they're doing Legos. They're doing Big Bang Theory at Legos.
Oh, they are?
Really?
They're doing one set from, and it's going to be
the living room.
It's going to be the living room.
It's got to be, yeah.
And it's going to have, like statues on the shelves, and a globe and stuff like that. Telescope. Cool. It'll have their whiteboards. It'll be the living room, and it'll have all 7 of them.
Sure.
It'll have the 4 guys and Cinnamon. You know what I mean?
Cinnamon.
It'll have 4 guys, and then Bernadette, Amy, and Penny.
Cool.
So.
Be cool.
And Cinnamon.
And cinnamon.
So our next question. If you could start all over, do anything other than what you're doing right now, what would be your dream job?
Sleeping.
Well, there was someone, Bill Rocket was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and he said that there are professional cuddlers.
That people pay to come in and cuddle with him?
I don't know. I thought that was prostitution.
That sounds like an escort service.
So I was like, there's much more of a story here, but he said that there are people who are professional cuddlers.
I did not know.
Which, I mean...
I read something about that, like in New York or Boston.
Yeah, some of the probably bigger markets for cuddling.
Yeah,
because that would be weird. You cuddle with somebody and then you bump. No,
cuddling is much better, I think, for the girl, because for the guy, it's like your arm is asleep, the hair on your face. It's like, that's not pleasant.
Never quite as enjoyable. So professional sleeper.
Actually,
you would test out new mattresses and things, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. Actually, no, I really thought about it because I've got this whole other side of the building to use. And my hobby, other than shooting, is I have koi, the Japanese ornamental goldfish. Well,
fish. Okay.
Fish.
I'm like, I don't know what a koi is. Like a koi pond.
Koi pond.
K-O-I, not mm-hmm. C-O-Y.
Yeah, K-O-I.
I was like, is this like a plant?
Well, I got all mine, most of mine. I bought some from some breeders here in Iowa. But most of mine are imported from Japan. There's a guy named Chuck Jones in Georgia. He's phenomenal. He's wonderful. And he has called me from the side of a mountain in Colorado, taking his kid to look at schools.
Yeah.
Because I had a problem with my pond. Called me at 9 o'clock at night on the side of a mountain because that was the only place he could find cell service. And he diagnosed the problem in a snap. My fish were swimming in circles, kind of nose to tail.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why. It turns out there was a short in the pump.
There,
so there was a little bit of there was a little electrical current running around the pond that was making the fish swim nose to tush.
It wasn't that the koi had developed a cult. There was some kind of pagan ritual.
Anyway, so I thought about it. You know, I had to drive an hour and a half to go see these fish. So I thought, you know, and no offense to the breeders here because they did have some beautiful fish, but it's not the same quality as what I was used to when I was dealing with Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In fact, I called him and said, specifically, do you have a couple different breeds? Because that's what I want. And I'm gonna drive down to Georgia and get these fish. You think I'm joking? I'm going to go get these fish. So, you know, I really thought that whole side of the warehouse, it's easy. It's inexpensive to set up, you know, a bunch of holding tanks. It really is inexpensive, and it's very simple to do.
Sure.
If you have somebody like Chuck, who's a genius, sit there and tell you, you know, I had to move my pond. I had green water. It was horrible. I talked to him, and he said, oh, yeah, you need this, $60 worth of different filter media.
Yeah.
My water was clear and 36 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was amazing. Put it in the morning, went to work. By the time I came home the next day, it was beautiful.
Holy cow.
So
we have a coworker who has a 55-gallon fish tank. I don't think there's koi in it. I think it's just like
you can't put koi in it. You can't put koi in it.
She needs somebody to tell her.
She needs a Chuck Jones.
She needs somebody.
The guys over here at Aquatic Environments are wonderful.
Yeah.
I've dealt with them. But really, I just,
So how big are we talking? How big is your pond?
About 5,000 gallons.
That's a lot more than 55.
but the everything about it, the 55-gallon tank and the 5,000-gallon pond, is the same. You worry about the pH. You worry. Yeah, all that still has to. It still applies.
Funny how, like, in the middle of the ocean, the fish, they don't worry about their lives. But then the minute we take them out of the ocean, we have to worry about the salt and the what we feed them and everything.
Well, that's because we're taking them out of their natural environment, and now we're trying to pretend we have a natural environment. You know, because the water's got chlorine in it because it goes through the systems. Mm-hmm. You know, the city systems, and then so
Right.
You know, there's parasites on land that, you know, frogs and whatever bring in that they don't have to worry about so much in the, you know, it's if something's going to happen, it's going to happen much quicker in a pond than in, say, an ocean or a stream or a lake.
We need to figure out the balance of our pond out at Scout Camp. because it is like it is more green than it is water.
Yeah, I heard about bad. That.
It's bad.
Yeah,
we need an algae here.
No, you don't need an algae. How big is the pond?
Oh, probably an acre or two.
Yeah,
I'm not good at land.
It's at least an acre. You just threw it out there. Is it at least about an acre or two?
Is it string algae or is it?
It's green.
It's green.
I'm pretty sure it's like some type of radioactive, like,
flicker of puffy on the top.
Yeah,
that's nasty stuff.
But so if you could have any job, that was just the last question.
You just did that. Yeah,
yeah, that was the last question.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, I was sleeper, so, but
sleeper/fish. Yes, fish. So
it would be a
toss up
between
the two. That's a pipe dream right now, though.
Well, wait. Let's name the
the business.
You gotta name the business.
We'll have to come back. We'll have the contest.
Yeah, we'll think of that. Whatever
comes up with the best name for. What do we call Davenport Koi?
Davenport Guns and Koi.
If you go through that door, that goes back in the koi business. If you could have dinner with anybody, it could be fictional, alive, dead, it could be anybody, and you're gonna have a meal with them, who will you meet and what would you eat?
Well, I would say it would have to be in Leonardo da Vinci because the man's amazing, or was amazing. And obviously, we'd be eating pizza.
Because
he's Italian.
Yeah,
it's either that or cheeseburgers, you know, one of the two.
Well, if you look at a lot of the things that are in this building, and just, those are things that are based on that da Vinci came up with ideas for before anybody else.
You know that show, and I haven't watched it in a while, I think the new season's about to start, but Da Vinci's Demons, did you ever watch that at all?
No.
It was Stars. Yeah, it was a really good show. If you have a chance, you should check that out.
Oh, well, I'm really in debt. I don't have Stars channel.
Well,
can I come in?
My phone went off while we were doing this. I may no longer have Stars.
That was Go Pay Your Bill?
That was, we mean it this time.
We're not joking around anymore.
Da Vinci and pizza. And what's funny is that you have the Ninja Turtles. They're all named after Renaissance artists. So Leonardo is named after him. Mm-hmm. He likes pizza.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And she's like,
I wasn't pulling it out of my butt.
There's a lot of thought put into this. Little rag roll.
Yeah, Janelle, thank you so much for sitting down with us today and spending time. I know there was several customers out there when we walked in, and hopefully it continues that way. We hope the best for you, and we'll be in touch because we're going to have some troops and volunteers that are going to be really interested in what you guys do here.
Excellent. When it comes time for popcorn,
yeah,
you know, folks can sell popcorn.
Awesome.
Oh,
that'd be great.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, the range will be open. They'll be ravenous.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Janelle.
You're welcome.